cabin home with a sigh. I've been longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia. From those Blue Ridge hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain? Far away in my Blue Ridge mountain home.
And I'll be there someday. If you could hold my hand, I still need you there beside me. No matter what I do, for I know I'll never find another you. There is always someone for each of us, they say. And you'll be my someone forever and a day. I could search the whole world over until my life is through, but I know I'll never find another you. It's a long, long journey, so stay by my side. My pleasure would be small. I could lose it all tomorrow and never mind at all. But if I should lose your love, dear, I don't know what I'd do. For I know I'll never find another you.
First time I heard Sarah Old Jane, was the first time I heard Sarah Old Jane. It felt like the back porch of heaven, where the angels would gather to sing. There were banjos and fiddles and a man in the middle. There was fire coming out of those strings. Sure make that old guitar ring. If not for the bluegrass way back in these hills, if not for those high lonesome strains, I'd have no love to call my own. I'd have no song to sing. I'd have no song. Oh,
So many good friends I had made. With some help from the Lord, I might make some more. With this worn out old guitar, I'll play.
A Mercedes-Benz, because you know what? Carl Benz, believe it or not, on this day back in 1885, patented his motor wagon, which was the automobile. Also, how about some Betty LaVette in there as well? She's celebrating her birthday today, born in 1946 in Muskegon, Michigan. That was her doing Nina Simone's Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood and start off the entire set. Speaking of birth dates, Ron Townsend of the Fifth Dimension was born on this day in 1933. Sadly, I believe it was in 2001 that we lost Ron. But I played Wedding Bell Blues to start off that entire set. And that gets us here. Look at your clock. It is midnight here on 88.3 FM. It is WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I have a radio and a music calendar to get to. I have more music to get to after that. And then don't forget, at midnight, I have a Rod McEwen mock coming up. So, I think you want to stay tuned for that. I'm pretty sure you want to stay tuned for that. I'll pretend that you want to stay tuned for that. I'll be back with the music and the radio calendar right after this.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
So before we get into the music and radio calendar, I want to tell you about my background music for the evening. It's been music by Roy Eldridge, trumpeter that you hear in the background. Born on this day back in 1911 right here in the Steel City. Yeah, he's a Pittsburgh boy. Wanted to celebrate that by having his music throughout the duration of my show. Also, I do want to let you know that Spack Brothers Pizza does join you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce, any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK. They have a website, spackbrothers.com. Again, 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Now that it is just past 11 o'clock, it's time now to do the WRCT radio and music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. For example, Jaunt, which is an exploration, a safe exploration of public art, is going on all around the city. Yeah, the Office of Public Art is pleased to announce Jaunt. It's an artist-designed public art tour by D.S. Kinzel, founder of Boom Concepts in Garfield. Jaunt features a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists available at various locations to provide a safe exploration of public art during the pandemic. The postcards are available at Boom Concepts on Penn Avenue in Garfield, at the Small Mall in Lawrenceville, at the CDCP Project Space, and the Small Mall Outpost in Wilkinsburg, as well as People's Grocery on Penn Avenue in Garfield as well. Don't forget you can support Thrifty, which is the East End Community Thrift Store at 5123 Penn Avenue in Garfield. They're open Tuesday through Friday. They're open Saturday, and they're actually closed on Sundays and Mondays. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, masks are required. Now, they're just one door down from the Thomas Merton Center. The East End Community Thrift Store has clothing, furniture, and household appliances. Donations, volunteers, and shoppers are all welcome, and all profits from the store are actually donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. For more information, 412-361-6010. Off-Route Art. All those words came out at once. Also, Off-Route Art is always looking for artists and art lovers. They're a nonprofit that connects original art made by artists 16 to 24 years old with people like you. More information at offrooteart.com. And then finally, that's it. Then finally, my other finally event closed tonight. So I'm not going to tell you about that one because it's closed. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you know of an event or promoting an event or want us to promote that event, send us the details in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. As we look at the WRCT music calendar, as you are aware, live shows in person are suspended until further notice. We're hoping late spring, fingers crossed, maybe early summer, late summer. We're hoping 2021. But in the meantime, we do recommend you go to some of your favorite websites. A lot of these places are doing live stream shows, and or just keep abreast of what's going on. For example, Trust Arts is a good one to go to. .org. The Pittsburgh Symphony, CalliopeHouse.org, PittsburghSymphony.org. Lots of places to check out what's going on. However, Cello Fury is doing a live streaming show for Pittsburgh's Song Space tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. For more information, go to uusongspace.com. Also tomorrow at 9 p.m., Flying Lotus is doing a live stream concert from L.A. Flying Lotus brings beats with a cinematic flair. For more information, bandsintown.com. Another show for tomorrow night that is being sponsored by, I believe, Con Alma, which is on Ellsworth Avenue in Shadyside. It's James Moore tribute to Blue Mitchell. No, it looks like the show is actually live and in person from 6 to 9 at Con Alma. They're also live streaming it. So that is happening on Ellsworth Avenue tomorrow evening from 6 to 9. The Stay-at-Home Troubadour Review with Scott Cook, Corin Raymond, and Jonathan Bird is happening on Tuesday, February 2nd. That is going to be a live stream event. Homeroutes.ca. is where you just kind of dig around and find out about that. And a couple events with the August Wilson Center. Their website is awc.culturaldistrict.org. One of these events is on Thursday the 4th. It is Carol Riddick performing the music of Nina Simone. And then on Thursday the 4th of March, it's Lindsay Morgan Smith. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you know of an event to include on this calendar, you want to include an event on this calendar, send us an email at music-calendar@wrct.com and let us know what you want to hear, want to promote. So you heard me say how Seth Thomas, the big clock manufacturer mogul, how he passed away on this day back, 162 years ago. He was 73 years old. And I was playing some songs just kind of inspiring my set list. I played something from Elvis Costello's Punch the Clock. I played the 3 o'clock, but let's get back into more music with something by, how about The Alarm?
Promises are wrong. this next song. Maybe too much talk. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Someday, Bloody Someday.
I can't believe the news today. Hello, this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
from our beloved revolutionary sweetheart. That is Camper Van Beethoven with their ode to Patty Hearst with a Tanya here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Would you believe on the very same day that Brenda Spencer, 16-year-old Brenda Spencer, went shooting up a elementary school outside of San Diego back in 1979, President Jimmy Carter actually commuted Patty Hearst's sentence from 7 years to 2 years. So why not play a Patty Hearst song? Because, you know, you've got a bunch of them in your library. Some Camper Van Beethoven. R.E.M. before that was Second Guessing For You off of Reckoning. U2 gave us Sunday, Bloody Sunday, pulled that off of Live at Red Rocks because I dig that version. And also tomorrow, technically tomorrow, marks the anniversary, the 49th anniversary of the shooting in Derry of 26 peaceful protesters, which spawned Sunday, Bloody Sunday. The alarm started off the entire set with 68 guns, getting us to where we are now. It is coming up about 24 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. We have a Rod McCune mock coming up at midnight, so I'm sure you're anxious. You're anxious. You're like, Moxer, what do you play in a Rod McCune mock that... Are you sure? Are you sure? Tune in and find out. Got a whole bunch of stuff. I've teased you all along because I'm hoping maybe a couple stragglers from my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, hope they're listening because I've got a prog rock set coming up, but I'm gonna warn you. I don't know if I'll get it in before the mock. I don't know because it's prog rock. I mean, I play two songs and there's a half hour. So I do have a set in my playlist. But speaking of that tragic event that spawned or created Sunday Bloody Sunday back on January 30th of 1972, it also was the inspiration of Paul McCartney's first Wings single, the first single he released as the Wings post-Beatles, which was Give Ireland Back to the Irish.
Should he lie down? Do nothing. Should he give? my dreams are far too small. I can't move an inch. I'm still the same, I'm still the same in the green fields, in the flatlands, in the wastelands of this odd land. In the green fields, in the flatlands, in the wastelands of this odd land.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, that's Nina Foundry here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the song is Greenfield. Pulled that off of their debut, which was called Radio Caroline. Significance in that because former Radio Caroline DJ, if you're familiar with Radio Caroline, it was a pirate radio station in the UK in the 1960s. Former DJ Tony Blackburn, celebrating his 78th birthday. Tony was also the very first DJ that BBC's Radio 1 hired in, I'll say, 67, 68. So just some things that you care to know or not know. Connells from their Fun and Games album gave us Upside Down in that set as well. Played some Guadalcanal Diary with Watusi Radio. Forget what album I went back to for that one. Oh, yeah, it was Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man. I usually play something off a flip-flop. I went to another Guadalcanal Diary. Skeletons in there as well with St. Louis and start off the entire set with Wings giving us Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Yes, that's as close as an Irish lilt that you'll hear, and it might have been an Irish, might have been a Scotch-Irish lilt. It might have been a Carrick lilt. I don't know. Yeah, Carrick's in Ireland. You know that. It's also just south of the tubes. Wow, I'm rambling. I am rambling. I have a Rod McCune mock to get to. I do want to remind you of that. Also, I want to let you know that you should help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and it's easy and it can protect you all season long. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work or school if you're feeling sick. And make sure you're washing your hands often. And third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more by going to cdc.gov/fightflu. Flu. Hey, one fight we don't want to have is with Lou. And what do you mean, Moxter? What are you saying? Well, I want to tell you that it was actually on this day back in 1845 that Edgar Allan Poe published The Raven. And thankfully, Lou Reed put out an album called The Raven, which gives me another excuse to play some Lou Reed rather than just my opening track. It's Lou Reed with Edgar Allan Poe here on the Viva La Mach radio program.
These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. Not exactly the boy next door. Tell your tales of heart and he'll play with your mind. If you haven't heard of him, you must be dead or blind. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. Not exactly the boy next door. He'll tell you about Usher, whose house burned in his mind. His love for his dear sister, his death would drive him wild. The murder of a stranger, the murder of a friend, the calling from the pits of hell that never seemed to end. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. Not exactly the boy next door. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. Not exactly the boy next door. Diabolic image of the city and the sea, the chaos and the carnage that resides you within me. Decapitation, poisonings, hellish not a boy, you won't need 3D glasses to pass me on the store. Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the door next door. No Nosferatu visit, brass and naked women here. My mind on fur, the mind on bed is all we have here. Troop fried orangutans, flooded to the stage, the expectations home. And listen to the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. We give you the soliloquy of the raven at the door. Flame and pencil moving walls, no equilibrium. No ballast, no bombast, the unvarnished truth we got. Mind swoons guiltily, cooking ravens in a pot. Edgar Allan Poe, not attacking for next door. Telltale heart, erotic cast, valley of unrest, a conqueror worm devouring soul. Keep the best for last. Bring the Annie Lee, his post buried alive, regretting his beloved death. And all the many guys. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. Not exactly the boy next door. Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the boy next door. These are the stories of Edgar Allan Poe. Not
I just wanna get some cheese. traveling in a quiet drum Combray. On a heavy trail at the La Zombie. Met a strange lady, she made me nervous. Tucked me in and gave me breakfast. She said, she come from the land down under. We didn't blow and then thunder. Giddy, 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 hear the thunder. Better run, you better take cover. Better run, you better take cover. Find back from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4", full of muscles. Last said he's speaking my language. He didn't smile, gave me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, I come from the land down under.
Would you believe it was back in 1983, that song was number one on the charts? Maybe not that version, but that song. Yeah, Men at Work's version was number one in 83. That was Pennywise. Pennywise doing their version of Down Under. Here on the Viva La Mock radio program, before the Pennywise, some Ramones. Tommy Ramone would have been celebrating a birthday today. Sadly, we lost him about 7 years ago, but... born on this day in 1949. So I went back to end of the century to play a little rock and roll high school, which kind of segues out of last week's mock. Yes, people were asking me, hey, Mockster, I didn't hear any Ramones. Didn't hear any Ramones in your Phil Spector mock. And that's because of two things. One is I played a different Ronettes cover, and I only featured one band or one artist being covered of his catalog. And two, I didn't actually play stuff off of Phil Spector produced albums. And yes, Phil Spector actually produced the End of the Century album for the Ramones back in 1980. He actually approached them in 1977 after seeing them and wanted to produce something from or help out with a Rocket to Russia. And the Ramones said, no, we got guys. We're all right. And then apparently, from what I've read, the recording process of End of the Century was not a fun one because Phil Spector's the kind of guy who would sit there with his headphones on and make you repeat your part over and over and over. That's not how the punk rock, that's not how the Ramones do it. Speaking of punk rock, in their own bombastic way, Chicago's own Gold Stars in there with their brand new release, which actually was released today with this ring for you. Played it a couple other times, giving you some sneak peeks. Bullet La Volta from Boston. It's a B name. From Boston, Mass, Bullet La Volta doing Detroit Rock City. Would you believe Kiss's very first concert was on January 30th, 1973 at the Popcorn Club in Queens? So I played a Kiss cover to celebrate that. And then Lou Reed started off the entire set from his Raven album with Edgar Allan Poe because the Raven was first published on January 29th, 1845. Yeah, lots of news, lots of scoops, lots of things to get into. I have a Rod McCune mock coming up here in just a matter of moments. In fact, I want to remind you that you are listening to 88.3 FM. It's WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. You can send me requests anytime you want it, wrctrequest@gmail.com. How about we take care of a little business and then get into the mock?
This is an experiment of time on WRCT Pittsburgh.